Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. And welcome to our special C2E2 special.
Woo! Woo! That sounds like a double special to me,
Dan. It is a double special. I, of course, am your host, Pixel Dan, joined by...
Lord Killen.
And who else is here? There's a whole bunch of people in here. Let's go around the room. Let's go around the room.
Let's start this way.
Flavorless Dave.
Who we got?
Sween Halleck.
Sween Halleck.
Ryan Porter.
Ryan Porter. Somebody else.
I don't need to say who I am.
Some chick.
Nobody.
Some chick.
Ben Spencer, the Portuguese playboy.
Yeah, Ben Spencer, Nerd City. Yeah. He's not Max because Max sucks. Next.
Voodoo Kid.
Who's else?
Dave number two.
There's like eight Daves in here.
I'm Flavorless Dave.
Flavorless Dave. Okay.
Pete Ghostline.
Yeah.
The God Beast.
We have celebrities in the room.
Hey,
we have a Four Loko tasting party going on right now.
You're right.
This is a Four Loko tasting party we got.
Four Loko. What is Four Loko?
It's essentially a combination of malt liquor and energy drink that makes college kids have heart attacks. So We're not college kids, so we're fine. We're taking it upon ourselves to taste it, and I'm actually quite partial to the black cherry, and that's Portuguese.
I'm drinking the cranberry lemonade. What?
The Portuguese playboy, man.
All I know is that the good points. All I know is that the Four Loko is going to make this podcast a train wreck.
Okay, so I'm thinking, where is the story about the heart attacks? Is that like a Wikipedia fact, or do you Snapple fact it? Or
No. The deal is that there is, like, people have died from drinking too much of this at some point or another.
Define too much.
That's a good question.
Are we trying to figure that out tonight?
I think we're pursuing it.
Okay.
So is this like...
If this podcast makes itself to print, that to means print. That we failed.
To print.
That means so. that we have failed in our endeavors of finding out how much it takes to die
to get to the Tootsie Roll Center.
Yes, that's
of a Tootsie Pop.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of an O?
So please go ahead.
The center of an O. I don't even know what that means.
You know that little Kim.
It's a little Kim song.
Gotcha.
Woo. That means it's sexually explicit.
Is that what it means?
Sexually explicit.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, we'll just say that.
That's a lady fellatiation joke.
Fellatiation.
That's
a Jesse Jackson word.
Ben, is that Portuguese you're speaking over there?
It's a common thing in the... Fellatiating the ladies is a big deal in Portugal right now. I'm bringing it to the States, so yeah.
Bring it to the States.
He is trending it here.
Trending. Put it on Twitter, quick.
Hashtag.
Fellatiation.
Fellatiation. Hashtag fellatiation.
So we just
created that right now. Do it.
So we're here at C2E2.
Woo! Woo!
And so what has everybody seen? What's the highlights that everyone's seen at
CBS? Highlights. The last thing I just saw was Blue Kid making out with Ben Spencer on the couch in the Hard Rock Hotel.
You guys made out?
It was an unconfirmed finger blast.
Sexually explicit. Sexually explicit.
Unconfirmed.
I was just checking his oil.
That's all I
was doing. He's about a half a quart.
He's like, that looks like that itches. And I'm like, it might.
This is the most amazing show we've ever done.
Did you get a burning sensation just thinking about urinals?
That's a pretty deep question.
You don't have to answer that here. You don't have to answer that here.
I'm confirmed.
I think that you know, you cross the line. That's racist against me as a Portuguese. As a citizen of Portugal. I'm not going to answer that question.
That's good for you. Good for you.
Okay.
All right.
Obviously, you're slurring. So
who, me?
You're drunk. You can't drive this
car.
Hey,
I am straight edge.
Yeah, that, no, nothing helps our podcast like a good sight gag. Thank you for that, Dave.
Did you guys see that?
They didn't.
I feel like I'm a nerd city right now.
The whole internet saw it. The good sight gag for the podcast. That's awesome.
That is nerdcityonline.com.
Nerdcityonline.com. There's a plug.
For all you that out there.
For any of you who have not turned this off by now, what are we listening to? Click. That's what they're
C2E2 2011.
No, so other than myself and this dude finger blasting, what have been the highlights of everyone else's
throughout the whole podcast?
C2E2 experiences. What have we seen
around the room? Go ahead, Killen.
Well, the highlight so far has not come. Come tomorrow, Sunday, is what I call cleanup day, is where we're going to get all the best deals because, as everybody knows, I'm very cheap and I will not spend full face value of anything presented to me at a show.
That's right. Killen will be waiting. Killen waits for Sunday to find the things to take back to our store to sell.
So I can charge you our lovely fans top dollar to help fund us.
And as we know, the best way to support your favorite podcast is the shop at Killen Enterprises.
No, but Killen's doing the footwork, but also he's kind of being condescending at the same time.
Yes.
So it's important to understand that he's helping you, but he doesn't think much of you.
Hey, no. I'm shopping for the best deals to bring you the best rock bottom prices possible. Please remember, do not use eBay as a reference. We do have the best prices.
What's eBay? Psh, I don't even know.
If you check Wiki, as I know you do, you will see that when you look up bargain discount pricing,
you'll see Killen's face.
Killen Enterprises will be the most dominant link on the page because we do pay for sponsoring on that site.
Do you now?
Because, in fact, we are affiliated with Wikipedia.
Whatever,
don't
fuck
it. What do you say? Whoa.
Sexually explicit.
Explicit podcast, sexually explicit. We've crossed the line. There it is.
It was on TV first, though, didn't you hear it?
We should edit, we should every time I said fuck it, we'd put your fuck in the fuck back in the fuck when I said fuck it. But.
I am not editing the show. I'm just starting out there.
More importantly, though. What's interesting, actually, to Toy Collectors was it was at the booth Jay's CDs and Toys where we saw a Megator, a Titus.
Somebody bought those
vintage.
Today.
Let's clarify, they're vintage.
And they were in brilliant shape. They were in really great shape.
They were. They were gorgeous.
How much were they?
11 for a Megator, 1100.
Yes.
22 for Titus.
Yes.
And then it was six-ish. There was some, I think there were maybe five, some were seven, maybe six. But there was a Camo Cobra Con.
Argentinian. I did not see those.
No, and there was a Laser Light Skeletor. And there was a Wonder Bread He-Man. And it was cool because I've actually...
Hey, whoa, wait.
I didn't see it.
You mean that myth of a figure, Wonder Bread He-Man?
Yes. We do not speak of. Man, he's located in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's who I was in C2E2 booth last year.
Really?
And I told him to bring those. He bought the kids' collection. I held Wonder Bread. I inspected it. That thing was 100%.
That's legit. You think that's legit?
Sold to him by a Sasquatch.
Mattel, look. All I know is that Mattel can't even prove that thing is real.
My friend has one, and I've seen it. And I've also seen several custom.
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about this whole Wonder Bread He-Man thing.
I mean,
this is an interesting topic because, one, I've actually never seen any of those things which are supposedly. I mean, Jay's is a friend of our buddy Marty, so I'm going to vouch for Jay that it's legit. But I've never actually seen any of those Wonder Bread He-Man. I've never seen the Laser Light Skeletor or Camo Cobra Con in real life, and it was really cool to see them. But it's really interesting too, like as a collector, like in sort of Masters of the Universe sort of stuff, where you get to the point where it's like, okay, I have all the regular figures, but now the next level type shit is
$600. It's so much.
That's a big jump. I mean, if it was a couple hundred bucks, it'd be like, oh yeah, a couple hundred bucks. That's
right.
The sort of thing that you can swing. But man,
it's too much.
But
I pretty much labeled those as unobtainable. I will never probably own that stuff.
What's weird about it, too, though, is if you really think about it, like, those prices are never going to decrease.
No, Probably not.
They're only going to go up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, it's going to get higher and higher.
Which, when I say they're only going to go up, I'm also reiterating.
Our toaster's dancing right now. For those
I'm reiterating the fact that I also said that they're never going to decrease when I say they're never going to go up.
So I already went on.
Well, I'm not going to even say that because I'm waiting to see how this 2012 thing pans out before.
It's 2012. It's 2012 thing.
Yeah, we got that. Well, you know, the Mexicans. The Mexicans are going to kill us in 2012.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, no, the Mayans. I'm sorry.
The Mayans. Not the.
Okay, wait. Back up.
Whoa.
He went Mexican.
I'm sitting right here, so it's all good. But come on, man. The Mexicans and the Mayans.
Both of them.
What I mean is that by the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012 means that all of the Mexicans are going to kill everyone in 2012.
No way.
Yeah.
So that means
they've been preparing for a while.
They've been
got another guest coming in.
The Napoleons.
Who is it?
Who's behind door number 3?
I heard like a slam out there.
Hey, Sweet, who was it?
Mexicans.
It was nobody.
Nobody.
The people in the suite next door.
They know that I'm into their game.
The Harry Potter cloak on, and they just walked in the door right past.
The Harry Potter cloak.
So Ron and Harry, take that!
Good one.
Dude, that was
somebody's phone's ringing.
And we got our first caller.
That is so
caller, you're on the air! Caller, you're on the air.
That is so unprofessional. Until now, this podcast has been a model of professionalism.
It's not unprofessional.
What the hell did you just do?
Look,
that's a side job. It's you get all his
wrecking podcasts. That's a side job.
Escort service,
Chicago, on
call from North.
Senor,
hey, call the
we are not. We do not have a plan to kill you in 2012. That is all bullshit, my friend.
Juan Valdez.
I know, but it wasn't Mexican. Was that a real accent going on?
Quick public service announcement. If you live in the Chicago area, keep an eye out for intern Rick, who has been missing. Who has been missing in action for approximately 8 hours.
No, he's getting action.
No. Hey,
hold on. Intern Rick is gone, okay? We lost that guy in Chicago. We have no idea where he is right now.
Look, we did not lose him. He sent me a text and told me, in fact, that he is in Chicago.
He's here.
The last text from Intern Rick said, "Guys, I'm okay. I'm in Boys Town and I'm rich."
We literally have no idea.
And Dan's calling
the
cab.
No idea where this guy... I'm there!
So he is our infield reporter?
Yes, somewhere. On location. Let's cut away to Intern Rick. Intern Rick, can you hear me?
Nice.
That's probably what he'd say.
He's probably
slam technical difficulties. We'll have to connect back.
Titties hell.
Special ISP address or URL where people can go and type in a code to hear this. That's
you're an ISP undresser.
So we are now collecting donations for where'srick.com.
Yes. Where'srick.com.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, there are other suites on this floor.
You know what would be awesome is if the people next door were moaning and you could hear them through the wall, and we included that in this podcast. Nice.
That would be great.
I would do that. I would do that.
Rob's probably boning himself in the bathroom.
I'm sure he is.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen,
to our friends, there is what's great about this suite is the Pop Culture Network has hosted us, and they've done a brilliant job.
This party right here.
But what's insane about this bathroom is over the toilet.
We're in the David Bowie suite.
It's an Abe Froman party, by the way.
David Bowie.
A lot of sausage.
There's an image of David Bowie looking down disapprovingly as you urinate.
Yes, there is
in the toilet. So it's like. David Bowie's like, that's all you've got to work with?
It's unsettling. It's very unsettling to have David Bowie watch you take a leak.
And David Bowie was very nonplussed.
He's not impressed.
Yeah.
He is not impressed.
I've seen better.
My self-esteem has been destroyed since I've been in this suite.
Hey, so, Swain, you're very quiet. Why don't you come over here?
C2E2 2011.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell us about what it's like to hang out with us in person?
These guys are predators.
Sexual predators.
Hey, Chris Hansen, calm down.
Hey, Chris Hansen. Children.
They sent their children up the river. They'll do the same to you.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Go. No, these are very, very awesome guys.
Yeah.
They're not.
So serious.
They're, yeah, way to kill
so
the bug.
So not predators.
We're so not predators.
You're going to put the gun down now.
I wasn't. I was just going to talk to them and tell them they shouldn't do this kind of stuff. I wasn't. Yeah. I have a bag of condoms, but I wasn't going to do anything.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Porter. Ryan Porter of the Comics Corner.
What I would like to say about the Pop Culture Network as Ben Spencer from Nerd City is that...
And not Ryan Porter.
And not as Max, because he's lame.
Is that they do not have a shitload of blow here tonight. And they
do not have
some hookers in the bathroom.
Not
they,
yet.
They do not
who may
have
or may not still be alive.
Just Rob was in that. We haven't hit Craigslist yet.
Craigslist.
Hey, look, no, it's no longer available.
Craigslist is
no longer
available.
No more adult services.
Speaking of,
I just want to make it clear
that
these guys are a very puritanical sort of situation, and I love being involved with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the hookers, they've been in the bathroom a while. Has anybody checked on them?
No, no hookers.
Well, that's why I'm worried. They're taking all of our stuff.
Hey, did anybody see Galactus today?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got my picture taken with Galactus.
Yes, you did get your picture taken with
Galactus. It was pretty awesome. It was like the cheapest, most homemade costume ever, but it was still pretty cool.
And by homemade, you mean homemade.
Homemade. Faux show.
Homemade.
Yes, those Wisconsin moms are hard at work making KidCraft materials for you. And you can purchase them at KillEnterprises.com. www.killenterprises.com. Providing KidCraft Wisconsin made. Homemade quality products for you.
Are they unionized?
No, but they will be. They're only children.
I like the idea that you have like an army of hookers like working on like sewing machines, but like they're like sweaty and they have bandanas on, but like maybe have like their boobs exposed.
You've almost got an exact picture of what happened.
It is not only a sweatshop, but also a studio producing our low budget porn.
They're like, this is going to get an AFA grade 95, sugar.
C9. It's C9 condition.
C9.
We are expanding.
Tell them what happened when you sent that hooker in to get graded.
Oh, I already graded that hooker. That was weird.
What the tits that was ass?
What was weird?
She was refused, they but said they did this, provide this a sliding bottom case.
They were like, there's no way this is slightly used.
And all unbagged parts were included.
Dude. All those hookers were like, what the tits is this hell, Dan?
But don't forget, when they did send her back, she was pre-used.
Whoa, hey, no.
Was she creased? Did she have a crease?
Did she have a crease?
She had a crease. A couple of
tonight.
She lost 0.5 in the AFA.
You're not supposed to put your toys away wet. That's all right.
They sold her loose.
Sold her loose. We got her. We got her graded loose.
Graded loose, friends.
Loose. She was a loose grade.
Did she have dry rot?
Loose grade. Whoa. Dry rot. She had a yellow bubble.
Couple creases.
Shelfware. She definitely has shelfware.
Sorry.
I'm embarrassed that I get these jokes.
Yeah.
Embarrassed. Some girl is embarrassed.
Some girl.
That's how she was introduced. That's what we keep going with.
Girl.
Okay, so back on topic.
What topic?
So,
C2E2.
We're at C2E2.
C2E2 2011. So, what's Nerd City doing at C2E2?
Not a damn thing from what I can see.
Nothing. Okay.
Here's my impression. I think it's a sign of, I think Reed read exposition. Seriously, they put on a great show. They do New York Comic Con, and they've done C2E2 as well here. And they've really, I mean, last year was very, like, that was their first shot at it. And what was kind of weird about it is it felt like you were in, like, this massive aircraft hangar, and you had this little, like,
tiny
con. And this is a much bigger con in an appropriate space.
Yeah,
and
the space is more
appropriate. And it's great. And I think that it's going to become one of the biggest cons in the States. I mean, I think
it's the prostitutes. They're fighting back.
We are in Chicago.
Somebody tell these titty hell damn prostitutes to shut up. But I think that there's a lot of potential for the convention, and I think that there's a lot of for lack of a better term, soul, you know, intangible sort of thing where we're all here, and I think that the community here is great, and I think that what
there's
we're
a good
bringing,
vibe.
I think
a good
there's
vibe.
A great vibe, and I think that, like, I mean, I'm not to pat myself on the back, but the party that we had last night,
the fact that a lot of us were there to shop for comics
and toys and shit like that through the day, and then we're all gonna go out and hang out and bullshit and drink together in the night. Is cool.
Yeah.
And that's a cool community. And it's like, and we don't want to, like, create any sort of elitist nonsense like they got in San Diego or anything like that. We're a community of people that are here to, like, fucking get...
That's a good point. I think a lot of it has to do with it being Chicago, because Chicago's awesome. And Reed, they do, like you said, they do New York Con, they do the Star Wars celebrations. Reed puts on a hell of a show. So between it being Chicago and it being Reed and it being an awesome, like, kind of, it's not a San Diego, but it's bigger than most cons. Yeah.
But it's important to show to the culture that we can build, all of us that live in this area, a big convention that's based around these sort of things that doesn't have to be, you know, founded upon Glee or, like, big budget TV shows or any of that sort of shit. And that we're all just, like, people that, like to get together. And that afterwards we're gonna all hang out and we're like this community, you know.
We're family.
Yeah.
Family.
It's badass.
It's more of a group
the
of God people
beef rocks
that is sick of
I agree.
And they're ready to do it for real in a big way. So as the second year ends, I think as a couple more years come by we'll be as big as New York.
Yeah, I think the show's only going to get bigger.
And Wizard World will continue to shrink until eventually.
Wizard World.
Well, that's the thing is, like, honestly, I think that I had fun seeing San Diego, but New York is still my favorite con I've ever been to. I love what Reed does in New York. And I think that geographically it just makes more sense that, you know, people are going to come to C2E2. It just makes more sense. And, I mean, I think that there's no reason that over time, like, hopefully that if they keep, like, pushing the sort of mentality that they're doing with their cons, that, like, C2E2 could be the con. I mean, it could eclipse. I mean, we're talking years in the future, but, like, I mean, if they just keep, like, keeping it, you know, for the fans and not so much about, like, you know, this new stupid TV show and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, no,
titties, whatever.
Titties, but, whatever.
Titties and ass, whatever.
Yeah, but.
But we're saying that it's not even. We're not even through the second year yet, and we're already talking about the potential of this con. I think that says a lot for the vibe and the atmosphere that we've already seen in a year and 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Only because the management and the way it's set up currently could be double to triple what it is now, and they still could handle it. Whereas, if you go to Wizard World, it is a total mess.
So riddle me this, Batman. Are there Wizard World cons still going on?
Exactly.
Yes, they are still going on.
But no big important show.
Yeah.
No, but I mean after the whole thing, the whole shift.
They're still doing the conventions.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yes, they shut just the print magazines down, but they're still doing the shows.
Charlie Sheen will be there this year.
Charlie Sheen?
He's winning.
Charlie Sheen's winning.
I think.
Virgil
probably will make.
Most likely.
That's what's been so awesome about
wrestling superstar. No Virgil.
But
and no Lou Ferrigno. Yeah.
Well, look. You got C2E2, and they've got people like DC showing up, Mattel showing up, Marvel showing up. So you got like big guns actually coming to this place, you know.
But let's talk about this. What a weird thing is, I didn't, and I'm the most avid supporter of this. All the books I really read are Image books. Yeah. What's up with Image not being at C2E2?
I don't know.
Because some of the smaller ones have come out in force. Like, Arkea has a great booth. They've done all sorts of great promotions and events all weekend. Arkea really stepped up their game. I don't know if that was by design or just worked out that way.
That is their San Diego booth, by the way.
It looks exactly the same as their San Diego.
It's impressive.
Booth.
It really is to see a smaller guy like that. I mean, it's not that much less than the big two, and it's... For somebody like Arkea, who's a real up-and-comer, it's awesome to see that.
But a company that I adore, Image.
Yeah.
I just assumed Image would be there.
I didn't even realize they weren't here until you said that, to be honest with
you. No, they weren't there at all.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
But I didn't miss them, so
what's
I don't know
going on?
Were they here last year, though?
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah.
That is weird. Who else was here last year? Nintendo. They're not here this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Maddie made it.
Maddie was here, though, this year.
But what's weird is that there was the original announcement that the Four Horsemen would be here.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen had to cancel because they're busy. Well, I guess they were busy and they couldn't break away. But Mattel's still going to do the panel without them tomorrow.
Four Horsemen panel minus Four Horsemen.
Yes, the Four Horsemen panel minus the Four Horsemen.
So what we're going to do is instead of Four Horsemen at that panel, we're going to do Four Loco.
Okay,
Four Loco.
I love it already.
To the panel.
I am in.
Already, my
count me
panel.
In.
We're gonna awesome. Change it to Four Loco instead of Four Horsemen.
Awesome.
Now,
very cool.
But it did break my heart because I thought I would get to see that.
I know. Raven.
I thought I'd get to see that Raven in process because that thing is blowing my mind. That Gothropolis.
Raven. The Gothropolis line is so cool. I can't wait to get those. I'm so excited for those.
I want the Anubis figure.
They're great, aren't they?
All the...
Which one is the one that's like the... I can't remember the name of
it's
it.
It's the one that's silver.
It's one of the variations of the Scarabus, but it's the silver and purple and black one.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is my absolute favorite of that
group. Disco Skeletor version.
The Disco Skeletor version, yes.
I definitely am preferential to all the like Egyptian gods. Oh, like the
so
top
cool.
and like Anubis. And
hey, you better be listening. You rock, Four Horsemen. We love you guys. We miss you. We miss you that you're not here. We were. Really
I don't think much of you.
Ben Spencer hates you. Ben Spencer. You're here first.
Nah, you're my favorite. You know that.
All right, so
he still loves you, baby.
So, God Beast, what are you doing at C2E2, bro? What are you doing here?
Well, first I was watching Ben Spencer and Rob Benson making out on the couch.
Oh, they were making out. We saw that.
Twisted. Those high town style.
Why does everything with the end of the mix
so
hard?
He's got that look in his eye. No, actually, MJ talking about the Four Horsemen. MJ was pretty bummed out because he met him in 2003 here in Chicago.
Who's MJ?
My son.
Your son.
You know who he is? You
interviewed him. The listeners don't know. The listeners don't know.
Spencer was going to hook him up with the Nerd City shirt of his choice, and of course, he wanted
the one with
explicit.
I have that shirt.
And Dad had to say,
who the F is Nerd City? I have that shirt.
Who the tits is
Nerd City? Who the tits is Nerd City?
That's a good shirt.
That's
broke.
You have to make a shirt that says Nerd City is tits. You have to have a shirt with
it. But he was bummed out because he wanted to get an Outer Spaceman header card signed.
Oh,
man. And then when I was in New York, I got a set signed for him, but one of my friends needed one of that set, so...
Horseman, you're breaking our hearts, bro.
But Marty, you're sort of the man of the hour at the Nerd City booth at C2E2.
Dude,
yes, you are.
That's all the liquor, man.
It's the liquor.
Nerd City booth.
But no, I mean you got your exclusives are your stuff that you're
bringing.
Hold on. How fast did that Galaxor sell out?
Yeah, 2.5 seconds. I mean,
within minutes, right?
Well, that's not
how amazing is that?
Nine of them.
Harsh, dude. Harsh, dude. Who are you, Flavor Dave? Harsh, dude.
Dave is not here.
There's only five, and because that's not hard to do, as he said, I'm going to give him five Kabuto Mushis tomorrow at $100 a piece and see how hard that is to sell those prototypes. So he can either prove it's hard or it's easy.
See?
A sellout's hard or easy at that price range.
They're expensive. They're expensive, yeah. but they're prototypes.
Exactly.
And you work hard on those.
Well, and these collaborations have been awesome. Black Sword has been outstanding.
Yes.
And spectacular. And so many different levels from all the different series that Ben's come up with. And Matt Dowdy on this last one, I think that pushed that head sculpt over the edge.
A head sculpt was so cool. Yeah.
So we're looking now. We're going to pressure Jason Fraley, who does freelance sculpting for NECA. And he's got Grumpy Dumpty?
Sick head. Eggish sort of head, yeah.
Sick and evil, and that might be a cool thing Ben's going to look into, and I'm going to...
Ooh.
Version 6 or 7.
That would be cool. Yeah. I'm in.
So we're going to pull strings. Ben hooked him up, got him in professionally. The NECA crew from Kansas City that I brought into the Nerd City booth. So I'm going to put my TGB... pressure on them to
sweet
end up with some heads.
TGB strong arming.
Yeah. Strong arm.
That Portuguese strong.
So what you're saying is Nerd City has pretty good head at the booth.
What?
What?
Where did that come
from?
I did not hear that.
It'd be a line.
Who was you playing with?
I'm not sure what.
Connecting dots, not his strong suit, man.
Connecting dots, not his strong suit.
That's what you get from
that is not Flavorless Dave's bang game. No.
He's more of a shoots and ladders kind of guy.
What?
All right.
Wherever you want to go.
So, Sweet Halleck.
What's up?
What's your favorite thing about C2E2 so far?
Putting you on the spot.
Pretty much most of it. Oh,
his face.
Pretty much most of it. I've never been to a convention like this. This is a total first for me. The whole thing is this huge experience. I've never been.
Because you're from nowhere, North Carolina.
Nowhere,
Big Knuckle, North Carolina.
Comma nowhere in nowhere county in nowhere Carolina.
Is that next to nowhere, North Platte, Nebraska?
Exactly.
Rob Pinsler's from there.
Neighbor.
Those of you listening, know someone in this room just flicked off someone else in this room.
We're not listening in Braille right now.
But no, the whole thing's been awesome.
Awesome, dude.
Awesome.
Are you buying cool stuff?
I'm kind of following the killing model.
Are you waiting for tomorrow?
Because
so you can sell it?
No. I mean,
scalper.
Oh no, I'm going to totally LARP freeze this stuff.
I represent. There's so many not deals. At Nerd City's booth.
So many not deals.
There will be deals at that booth.
You're going to mark your stuff down? You're going to mark it up for
Sunday? I'm going to put $10.
No, it's mostly for wearing this, though. I'm just watching the wallet.
At the end of the day, Marty and I
so I don't blow it all on day one.
Right.
I'd like to know that at the end of the day, Marty and I will mark everything up.
Yes. Black Sword will no longer be $90 because it's too easy to sell at that price. That would sell off. It'll be $100 just for the Pop Culture Network.
We'll take one. Two, three.
We have four left.
I'll take four.
Two and three, Ben.
Hey, you got that?
Two and three.
Four.
If they move it up to 100 and I talk them down to 90, I win.
That's $10 off. We'll say $40.
That's like going to put a couple gallons of gas in my car.
Double gas.
Nice. Jedi
mind
tricks work. That's right there.
It worked.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on right now.
I just sold your last four.
Are we out of four, Loco?
No.
We're out. He said
we're out.
We need more four Loco.
And by the sound of the end of the four Loco, that means we're coming to the end.
We have not reached the. We are not going to reach the goal, I don't think, or the climax.
So everyone, if we would go around. We've had a nice time at C2E2, and that's okay, but no one gives a rat's
Rat's titties.
One more thing.
By rat's
Son of Keldor.
Yeah.
Gabe, his wife's...
Number two.
His wife's cupcakes were the shiznit.
Is that something else, or is that very delicious,
and I usually do like...
By cupcakes, do you actually mean cupcakes?
Or special
brownies. Did I say cakes? Did I say
like bakery pastries.
The special brownies were...
No, they were. But, okay,
Ben,
so...
Did you get one?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell? Ben ate, like, eight of them.
Eight?
Which one did you have, Megan?
She had one.
It's unimportant because I'm just some girl here, so...
Sausage.
Cakes are yummy.
But, so what,
earlier.
So, Four Loko wise.
Oh shit, I gotta get out of here.
What would, if anyone.
Not you, dude, not you.
If anyone had to pick out what their favorite Four Loko they've had flavor wise this evening, what would it be? That's more important than anything that
anything that's been happening here. Yeah. I like that cranberry lemonade. That's pretty awesome. I'm in for that.
Watermelon.
Watermelon?
I like the watermelon.
I was. Lemonade?
Lemonade.
I was pleasantly surprised by this blackberry one, man. This was.
That was pretty good, too. Yeah.
Hey, can we get more of that?
I know it's fruit punch. I thought it was blackberry.
You kept saying cherry or black cherry.
No, it's fruit punch. I thought it was blackberry.
Where did that come from?
No, well, you said black cherry. I was like, oh, I would really like black cherry, but.
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch. Fruit punch. We gotta get some more. Can we get some more of this? Is it too late?
Man, there's I think there's a white hen down the street.
It's only midnight. We got plenty of time.
Let's take the microphone to the white hen.
Let's do it. Can that work?
Well, yeah, we're passing into intern Rick down at.
Intern Rick, can you hear us?
Intern Rick, where are you?
Oh, he's there. He's there.
He's working hard.
Like, helicopter noise. Like, yeah, what's up? This is intern Rick. I'm down on the street right now. I'm gonna get your ass some Mother Titties, for a logo. Yeah.
Mother Titties.
Mother Titties.
Y'all want some motherfucking,
Mother
Titties. Punch?
Mother Titties.
What's up, my hookies?
Oh, my God.
Skate or die.
Skate or die. That's how you so this is the greatest episode of It Figures Podcast we've ever recorded. It is explicit, and that kid that calls us all the time is going to be upset. He's going to be in trouble.
Dude, that kid is Ben Spencer calling you for 10 years on the phone.
10 years? I haven't been doing this show that long. How you been doing that?
I had a time machine.
I heard about that.
A time machine.
Not just any stalker, a Pixel Steve stalker.
Pixel Steve stalker.
I like the idea that if I had a time machine, I'd be like, I'm going to go back in time 10 years and call... these jerks.
Call these jerks.
And call them about their stupid podcast about some nonsensical bullshit that I don't give a fuck
bull
about.
Bull titties.
Bull titties.
I don't give
two bull titties about this.
Alright, so I think we're getting way off topic, so we'll wind down now. So
yeah, that was the point where we came off topic.
That's the point. That's the point.
Tits and ass, tits and ass.
So we'll end the show by saying, Max sucks.
I agree.
Raise the glass. Everybody raise the glass.
The room completely is a mess.
Max sucks for skipping this party.
I'm sure he had important things to do, like
he's
a surgery.
Intern
Rick and Max are definitely together right now.
He's probably not smelling good.
Not smelling good.
He's going down the road, man. He's seen intern holding
Max
the sign.
Max is the one who made all that money yesterday. Now we know what happened. That money that...
Yeah, but
he spent it on intern Rick in Boys Town.
Oh, man! All right, guys. We're going to wrap it up here. So
nope,
until...
you got to live with it.
Until we have an actual show on Wednesday. Oh. I am Pixel Dan.
I'm killing.
And this is everybody else.
Woo!
Alright, we'll see you guys Wednesday. Yeah, he does. We'll see you guys Wednesday for an all new It Figures. Until next time.
Titties held down.
Go, dudes!